Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know the Siena athletes outside of their sport. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and today I'm with Siena lacrosse player Will Adele. Welcome.
Thanks, Riley. Thanks for having me.
So Will's from Colorado, guys, which is a far ways about from here. So just tell us kind of like what that was like, just coming from Siena then, or coming from Colorado and then coming all the way down to here.
It was honestly like I've been away from home since I graduated high school, and then I did a post-grad year at Berkshire School. So this is now my fifth year living away from home out of state. So the transition coming to Siena wasn't too bad, but I had lived in this area before when I was going to Berkshire School, and I knew I was going to like this area. So when I came on my visit, I knew it was going to be a good fit.
Yeah. So I also saw, too, before you came to Siena, you were inducted into the high school's athletic wall of honor. Is that true?
That is true, yeah.
And what did you get inducted for?
Lacrosse, I guess. I was a multi-sport athlete in high school, but pretty sure it was for lacrosse.
So, like, what other sports did you play?
Played football for a couple years. I tried my luck at tennis one year.
How was that?
It was actually really fun. It was a lot of fun, but...
Is it harder than it looks?
Oh, so much harder.
Yeah, because, like, you're going back and forth, like...
I thought it was going to be, like, not a tough transition.
Yeah.
Because I thought I would have, like, decent hand-eye skills from playing lacrosse, but then, like, when the tennis ball is coming at you and you got to hit it over the net, it's like...
Yeah. So you tried other sports, but you guys are, it sounds like, a big lacrosse family because your dad played in college too, right?
Yeah, he did.
So what was that kind of like when you were just, like, playing lacrosse to have him as a mentor? Was he your coach? Stuff like that?
Yeah, so he coached pretty much every team I played on growing up, at least until high school. And it honestly was nice having him as a coach having him be really experienced with lacrosse because he was always there to like help me practice. And so like him and I would go to the field and shoot, and he would help me with like my stick skills and things like that. So it was really nice to have a parent who was super familiar with the sport and could kind of help me get better, I guess.
Yeah, that's really cool. Cause it sounds like your family, cause your cousin plays here at Siena too. So what's kind of that like?
It's actually really cool to be in the same locker room as my cousin, because growing up we would see each other like a couple times a year and we were always like pretty close, but now it's really fun to be able to like kind of do life with him every single day, and just practice together, and we always have a good time when we're hanging out, so it's fun to have him around.
Yeah, that's cool, because that's super rare, because sometimes I feel like you see siblings go to the same school and stuff, but you don't really see cousins and playing the same sport. So that's fun to kind of just have somebody. It's more, you're more comfortable too with that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So why else did you choose Siena?
Well, when I came on my visit, to start off, my cousin came here as a freshman and then I transferred in. So when I was on my visits, I knew what I could, I had heard some stories about Siena and knew that he loved it. And so when I came and did my visit, I really enjoyed the coaching staff and, really liked the campus and everything that the school academically had to offer. So obviously my cousin being able to kind of tell me about the school and what day-to-day life is like was really helpful. So I knew after my visit that it was going to be a good fit and that I would enjoy it here.
Yeah, especially because you transferred from Detroit Mercy. So it was probably already a new adjustment just coming into a new area, because that's not close to here either. So it's really cool that you guys were able to do that. What else? What is your meet? So you're an accounting major here.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's good. A lot of people are like, what, you're an accounting major? Yeah. But, I think I'm the only accounting major on the team right now. But I actually really like accounting. I think it's cool.
So I'll hire you as my future accountant, possibly. Will you mess up my stuff?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. We'll see. Right. I got some more learning to do.
Do you want to be like a forensic accountant, or you kind of just want to go into the office vibe?
So I just accepted an internship with KPMG for next summer doing audit. So the plan is to kind of start there and hopefully take some forward steps after next summer. And
so where are they located?
KPMG is a global firm, but I took an internship with the Denver office.
Oh, wow. So you're going back.
Yeah. So I'll get to go home for the summer, which I'm excited about.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that? That's good.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
More family time.
Yeah, more family time. And I miss my dog a lot, too. So
what kind of dog do you have?
Bernese Mountain Dog.
I do, too. Yeah. Aren't they the best?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Bodie.
Bodie. Is he like fat, huge?
He's not fat, but he is a pretty big dog. He's like 110 pounds. He's huge.
Yeah, so is mine. His name's Paul. We should. He's super fluffy. We'll never be able to get them together, probably.
Maybe we'll fly Bodie out.
I was going to say, should we fly the dog in? That would be good. They almost look like the Sienna logo.
Almost.
What is that? It's a St. Bernard.
St. Bernard, yeah.
I don't know. Having a dog's fun.
Yeah, I miss having a dog in the house.
So you'll move back into your house too, back in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
That'll be good though, because like, do you get to see your family a lot?
No, I don't. When I'm at school, like, I'll really only see them if they come out to visit, which is usually like once, maybe twice in the fall. And then my parents try to come for a handful of games in the spring, but I really don't get to see them much during like the actual year. And then this summer I did an internship in the area, doing wealth management. So I like wasn't home all summer this summer. And
yeah,
I just like, I'm excited to go back home and be in Colorado and go to the mountains. And
I was going to say back to the mountains.
Yeah.
You can't ski, but.
No, not in the summer.
Guys, Will's a big skier.
Yeah.
He's not a snowboarder, but he is a skier.
Yeah, I'll definitely do some skiing this winter, hopefully, if I get the chance. But I try to ski as much as possible when I'm home.
I'm going to try. I tried one time last time, but I went with a group who like knew how to play. Or how to ski. And they took me down a black diamond. I went right off the hill. Like, it was so traumatic. I don't know if I could ever do it again.
That's the best way to learn.
I know, but like, put me on the bunny hill. Like, let me get a couple
maybe,
reps in.
Yeah, maybe start on the bunny hill.
They're like, they're like going down the hill and they're like, pizza. I can't. I could not even turn my legs. And I just would get down the black diamond and I would fly through it in like two minutes because I literally didn't know how to stop my skis. So I don't know. Maybe people in Colorado just got it down better. Maybe you could teach me.
Maybe a couple more lessons.
So I know your days are super busy now because you guys are in fall season. So do you, what do you do like on your free time when you're not at practice and stuff like that?
I feel like on a day-to-day basis, I'm pretty busy because taking a full class load, all in-person classes. So really Monday through Friday, I feel like I'm just going class, practice, lift if we have it, and then into more classes. But my free time, really just like hanging out with my teammates and spending time doing whatever we do, whatever we feel like doing in our house. I know we watch a lot of football.
Xbox.
Yeah, the team plays a lot of Xbox. It's actually really fun because we'll all get in like the same Xbox party and we'll play the same game together. So we're like all sitting in our rooms at home, but still like.
So you're in the same house. But you're like, or do you get the whole team kind of on?
Yeah, so like guys in other houses too. So like I'll like turn my Xbox on and put like a headset on and start talking to somebody who's like in an off-campus house or maybe someone who's living in the dorms, and then we'll all play a game together. So it's really like, people think video games, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's really like a social thing. It's more
of a social event.
Yeah, it's more of like a social, like it's a way to hang out and also do like, I guess, an activity when... Yeah. When you're not all together.
So again, this is the BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in the 88.3 radio station. And today I am here with Will Adell. He's on the lacrosse team. So you guys are big video gamers then. So is that the big team bonding?
I would say that there's a group of us, maybe like not the whole team, but maybe at least 10 guys that like to get on video games at least maybe 2-3 times a week and play.
Surprised you guys don't have the PS5 up. You guys are more Xbox.
I think some of us have PlayStations, but now you can play, like, if one person has PlayStation, one person has Xbox, you can still play together, so.
Oh, well, that's good. So, kind of, when you came in here, how was it? You know, just getting to know the teammates and coming in as a junior, what was that like for you?
It honestly, I was more nervous for it than I think I should have been. Obviously having Matt, my cousin, on the team was really helpful in getting integrated with, kind of the guys in my grade and the other guys in the locker room, because they were like, oh, like, you're Matt's cousin, like, it's nice to meet you. And, I came in with two other transfers last year too. So, those guys were fifth years and I've graduated now, but those guys I got really close with, and I also lived on campus, which I think was a big help because I was always like eating in Casey's or eating in the dining hall. So I would see other guys on the team, really frequently. So I feel like I became pretty close with the team, like, really fast, and it was a super easy transition.
Yeah, that's good. 'Cause I was going to think too, just like going back that transition from high school to college. I mean, looking at all of your stats from high school, you have, like, so many just accolades and stuff. So what was that like when you're going, like, what's your advice to a freshman kind of coming in where you're used to kind of being almost like on top of the world, and then you come into, like, a new team and it's like a whole new system?
My advice to a freshman, my experience was, like, the game was being played so much faster, like, even in, like, the warm-up, like, passing drills, like, I like felt like my head was spinning. So my advice to a freshman would really just be, like, one, come in prepared, like, practice throughout the summer and make sure that your first day of fall ball isn't your getting in shape day, like, you come in already prepared. But also just enjoy it, because now I'm a senior and it's my last year, and it feels like it happened so quick, and I've only had 1 year at Siena, and, like, I'm already sad about having to leave whenever I do leave. So
do you think when you graduate, you're gonna stay in Colorado, or do you think you'll possibly come back?
I don't know. Because I'm an accounting major, I have to do a fifth year to get my master's in it, so I can sit for the CPA.
Oh, okay.
So I have to do 5 years of schooling. So I've got another year of school, which likely would do at Siena. I don't, like, see myself really wanting to leave here.
Yeah.
But after that, yeah, I do hope to be in Denver. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's hard when you have, like, everybody so far away. So last year you were injured for a good portion of the season. So what are you excited for most now that you can play and be in it?
Honestly, it's like just having the helmet and gloves on and playing every day I just enjoy playing the game. So just being able to do that again is really fun, and then to do it with the guys that, like, are your closest friends, it's really fun to just do that. So I don't know if there's really things that, like, I'm so much looking forward to. I would say there's a couple teams on the schedule this year that I think the whole team is looking forward to playing again.
Who?
There's a few, but I'd say Marist is probably at the top of everybody's list because we lost to them in the championship last year, so get another crack at them.
Yeah.
But really just to be out there playing again is really just the best part, taking it day by day and enjoying it.
So how did you kind of handle that? Because that can be mentally tough, just not being able to be out there and dealing with an injury. So what did you do to kind of stay positive and just cope with it?
Yeah, I think the lacrosse team here is such a great culture that I felt really supported throughout the whole thing. So obviously when you get injured, it's a real bummer, but we were beginning conference play and we had so much of the season left ahead of us that I kind of just pivoted my focus on how can I continue to help the team even though I can't play every day. So really just finding ways to, like, speak up and still be encouraging and still kind of be like a vocal and bring positive energy every day. And that's really all you can do when you're hurt is just continue to contribute to a positive culture and bring energy. And if you see like a teaching point or something that something sticks out to you, make note of that and just try and find ways to help the team.
Did it kind of make you wonder, like, after you're done playing, like, you want to kind of get into coaching ever? Or even, like, I know you played club for a club team when you were in high school, and did you guys have like younger coaches or like guys who've been through what you're doing right now?
Yeah, so this summer, actually, our head coach, Coach Gleason, who I've really enjoyed playing for and getting to know, he helped me, because I stayed here this summer, he helped me get a spot coaching like a fifth grade team.
Aww.
This summer. And so we went and played in some tournaments, and I do like coaching. I just like, I like the sport. I like being around it. I like being involved in lacrosse, and I think coaching is a cool way to, I guess, I don't know if it's so much more give back, but
I know what you
also
mean.
Just to be involved and kind of help kids get to, you know, the places that they want to be in the sport. So definitely really enjoy coaching. Actually, I'm coaching the same team again this fall. So we've got our first practice next week. So
what organization are they through? Are they like Power? Is it Albany Power?
It's I coach for Albany Stags.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we practice over at UAlbany, and I know Coach Gleason and one of our old coaches, Coach Russell, they help out there, and then some of the Albany staff helps out as well. And then it's a bunch of local college kids. So.
Oh, fun. So you guys also had the infamous camp, too, over the summer.
Yeah.
So how was that? Do you guys, like, what was that kind of like, just bringing in? Because this is like a younger group of kids, and they're looking up to you. And what was that like?
I didn't coach the camp specifically, but I've had...
Or in general.
I've had friends. Yeah, so I have heard about the camp, and I've heard it's a really fun time, and I know the kids like coming, like kids on the team now like coming back to coach that, and it's a fun week to like spend with your teammates and then also coach. But I think as far as coaching goes, like a lot of kids that are playing now in college really enjoy every opportunity to kind of go in and coach some younger kids, because we were once in their shoes too. Whether it's like a group of elementary schoolers that are just starting to learn and you want them to love the game that you love, or it's like some middle schoolers, high schoolers that are really looking to push themselves and try and get better and hopefully get recruited. So it's always fun when you can kind of help somebody else.
Yeah, that's super fun. Again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in the 88.3 radio station. And today I am here with Will Adele. So what would you say is your favorite memory here?
Oh my gosh.
I know, there's probably so many.
I don't
like,
know.
It can be like with your team, just in school in general, or like, was there something fun your team did over this fall or last year?
I don't know. We might have to come back to this question.
Okay,
I might have to think on it for a sec.
We'll come back to it. So you guys made it super far last year. Like you were saying, you lost in the championship game, which is sad, but I'm sure better things to come. How did you guys kind of keep each other, I don't know, just more positive for next year after like losing a game like that?
I think the biggest thing is that our coaches have done a really good job of bringing in a culture that is really one positive. One thing that we do on every day is instead of saying like, oh, hey, my bad, or like, sorry about that pass, or like saying, hey, man, you got to catch that one. All we say is like, hey, just get the next one. And so we have this thing called it's next play speed, or just get the next play, next one. And that kind of is, I think, really a foundation of our culture that really spreads to every aspect of our lives. So, like, you'll constantly, like, I feel like guys on the team are always saying next one or something like that outside of lacrosse, too, which is really cool. So I think the culture just, because we basically were winning in with two games left in the regular season. So we kind of we essentially played five elimination games.
Okay.
And so those last two games of the regular season were really like the team, the locker room really just bought in and was really like prepared to like win games and do what we had to do and be in those like win or go home situations. Yeah. And so I think coming into this year, the guys who are returning from that locker room really kind of know what it takes and know like, okay, like when you do need to win, this is what it's like and this is what it takes to win. And for us to get to the championship last year was an accomplishment, but yeah, obviously that's a game that we want to win this year. So I think the guys on this team, I don't think anyone's hanging their heads about it, but everybody remembers it, and it's something that we talk about at practice, is getting back to that game and remembering the feeling of when we lost it and doing what it takes to get back to that game and win it.
Yeah. So what are you excited most for this year? Like, it can be in terms of, are you excited to kind of step up more, be a leader? I know you're excited for certain games. Anything else?
I think the best part about the spring is really the time that we spend together. Like, obviously, playing in the games is really fun. And knowing that every guy on the team is contributing is, like, every guy makes a difference, so every guy's super important. Everyone has a job to do. And it's really fun winning games and playing in games, but the time, like the extra time that you spend together in the season is really fun. Like when we go on away trips, we stay in a hotel and everyone's hanging out in the hotel, and then we're all getting like the hotel breakfast in the morning. It's those kind of memories that are like, they seem little at the time, but then when you look back on a season, other than the, oh, hey, man, remember when someone scored this goal? Like, it's really like the memories that like kind of you make on the bus. Like, I still think back to our bus trips last year and just think about like how fun like hanging out on the bus with everybody was.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're like in it, you don't realize it. And I feel like I felt like this way myself too when I was playing. It's like, you kind of get rid of like the little things like while you're in the moment, but then you look back and it's like you're never going to remember, or you could, but you'll remember a few games, but you'll more remember the relationships and the friendships that you make with your teammates and the cool trips that you guys get to do. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, I think everyone on the team is looking forward to the spring, and I know the guys in my grade, this senior class that we have is we have a lot of leaders in that class and a lot of guys that are fully bought in. So I would say the other thing I'm excited for is to see how this senior class can kind of lead the team into the spring and hopefully win some games and get back to that championship and take the next step.
Yeah, it's probably cool now being a senior too, because you're like, all right, I've got a lot of years kind of under your belt now. So now you have freshmen coming in. And did you guys have transfers too?
Yeah, we did bring in a couple transfers this year that they're definitely going to help.
Yeah, so what was that kind of like, just showing them the culture and like foundation that was made?
Yeah, here? I mean, I don't know if it's something that like is so much like we never had a meeting that was like, hey, this is what we do. Like in the locker room, obviously we were like, hey, like everyone, let's just introduce ourselves real quick. But
yeah,
I think the biggest thing for introducing them is just to like, I guess, lead by example. And the freshman class has kind of done, I think they've done a pretty good job of kind of buying in and kind of getting on the same page as everyone pretty quickly. I think, like I said, our senior class is really bought in and has a lot of leaders in it, and our junior class is the same way, guys that really care about the team and really want to win games. So then it really helps those new guys and the underclassmen kind of, it gives some footsteps to follow. And so bringing those new guys in, I think it's easy for them to kind of see like, okay, this is how we're going to do things.
Yeah. So you'll go home for winter break, right? And then you're right in it when you get back, basically.
Yeah. So I'll go home whenever finals ends. I think I've got a final on Saturday, which is a bummer because you got to stay a little longer. But I'll go home for winter break, and then we come back a week early, and we'll do some things as a team that week before school starts, but we'll start practicing, and then it's kind of right into the swing of things, and we'll have our first regular season game probably that first weekend or second weekend of February.
So what does like your winter break look like in terms of kind of getting ready for the season? Because it's hard, it's snowy, and you can't go outside. So what do you kind of do to prepare?
What I really like over winter break, I'm only there for 3 weeks, so I kind of spend the 8 hours, like the after we end the 20-hour weeks, we get into 8-hour weeks. I spend those 8-hour weeks really training and trying to get myself in the best shape possible. And then when I go home for winter break, obviously resources are limited. Like I don't have the turf field to go to. I don't have the varsity strength room or even the rec room. But I go to the rec center every morning. Our strength coach, he'll give us a workout packet to follow, so I'll follow that, and then I'll do some like extra running on the treadmill, conditioning, and making sure that that first day back is you want to hit the ground running on that first day. So really, it's just staying in the weight room and staying in shape. And there's a rec center that's like 5 minutes from my house at home. That's just where I go.
That does it. How's the running been going? Are you guys been running a lot right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the guys on the team call it hidden conditioning. Sometimes we're on the line really running just like straight up conditioning sprints, but it's not super often. We say the hidden conditioning drills are drills that's like a lot of running in one drill. Like you'll do a rep and your rep is really just like running straight up the field. It's like full sprint up the field, and then you play like a quick like man advantage possession, and then run back, and then run straight back up the field. And so we call them hitting
gas.
We're definitely running. Running.
Is everybody like, oh, like when they call the drill? Or is it
no,
like,
I
yeah,
think,
whatever.
I think everybody on the team is like, there's never much complaining about a drill or complaining about a situation. It's really like, our team is super, like, we've got a really close group and, like, a really positive culture. And so there's never really any complaining about drills or practice. Even when it's cold, like, everyone really just enjoys being together and being out there. And we call Hickey Field Hickey Beach.
because it's so good.
And we started that last spring break. And like on social media, you're seeing everybody, like all your friends from Siena or your friends from other schools, and they're all down in Florida, like on their spring break trip. And we're still in Loudonville, like
trying to get your tan on, but still not there
and
yet.
It's just cold and snowing, and we're out practicing, and so we just, but everybody was still like bought in and really enjoying practice every day, and so we were like, well, this is our beach. And so then we just started calling it Hickey Beach, and it kind of stuck. So
that's actually funny. That's like cool though, that you guys just make the best out of it. Cause I'm sure there are some teams who get super negative, like, oh, I got to be here during break and stuff. But it sounds like you guys just do a really good job at just making it positive. And it's like, okay, well, there's so much better ahead. So that's special. That's cool that you guys have that.
Yeah, it honestly makes practice really fun. And our coaches on my visit too said that they want practice to be like the best part of the day. And I know for a fact at other schools it's not.
But
here it really is. Like every day I wake up and I'm like, all right, sweet, like we've practiced today. I can't wait to get down there and start practicing and see all the guys on the team. So
that's awesome. Again, this is the Behind the Saint podcast, where we get to know athletes behind their sport. We're located in the 88.3 radio station, and today I'm here with Will Adell. Is there anything else that you would like to add that you want us to know about you? No? All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Even though it's months away.